Will faith in public life be remembered for authentic love and justice, or for the hypocrisy that leads others to reject the truth? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. It is a great set of websites that will really help you be equipped to interact in that public square today. If you have not liked, subscribed, commented, or placed this in your huddle in the Washington Defender app, I want to encourage you to do so. We are changing the heart, so that in turn changes the public square. Remember, policy is the outflow of the heart. Laws are the outflow of the heart. Culture is the outflow of the heart. We need a heart transformation in the state of Washington, one that gets back to the Word of God, allowing Him to change us from the inside out. So we've been talking about in a series called Circumcision of the Heart. And today we're going to talk about are Gentiles blaspheming God because of our behavior? So we're going to read this extended portion of scripture, and it's the last verse we're going to focus on. But if you bear the name Jew and rely upon the law and boast in God and know His will and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the immature, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and of truth. You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourselves? You who preach that one should not steal, do you steal? You who say that one should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law through your breaking of the law, do you dishonor God? Now, look, here we go. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, just as it is written. So it's amazing here, because the Old Testament tells us that just as it is written in the Old Testament, that we can live in such a way that the name of God is blasphemed. Now think about that for a moment. Now I know this is specifically written to the Jews. The New Testament is much of its text is written in that way. And most of us are Gentiles. We're the church. But rather, whether we follow the Jesus, the Messiah, Yeshua, or we're Jewish, one of the things that we never want to do is live in such a way that people dishonor the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God Almighty, the living God. And so we want to look at our lifestyle today, because many of you are headed into work and God wants to get your attention. Don't live as a Christian so people say, hey, I don't want to serve Christ because I know that Joe Schmo over there. Live in such a way they're like, I want to serve Jesus Christ because I know that Joe Schmo. He is a great guy. And whatever he has, I want to have in my heart as well. So Jeremiah says this, thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. So he tells us what our boast should be in. He said, let a person boast not in themselves, in their own wisdom, their own abilities, but let our boast be in that they understand that they know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That the Lord exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. That is exactly what God wants to do in your heart and in your mind. Is He wants you to understand it's not about you. You are just not that big of a deal. But God Almighty in you is the big deal. Let your boast be in Him today. You're thinking, wow, I'm so good at what I do at work today, or I'm so good at, I'm excellent at catching a football, or I'm excellent at writing this, or I'm excellent at numbers, or I'm excellent at all this. But God wants you to understand today that your excellence is only based upon His grace and His mercy. Understand that people need to understand that first and foremost, that God's loving kindness is exercised on this earth. You may be thinking, how? I mean, look at the earth, Brian. Come on. You really see God's loving kindness? Yes. He is being patient so that the last set of souls who are going to confess Jesus as Lord will come in. Is there really justice on the earth? Not right now. It doesn't seem like there's a lot. But God will exercise justice on this earth in such a way, and he is coming soon to do that. How about righteousness on the earth? Well, the church, the remnant of the church that is still serving Jesus in spirit and in truth, in a heart of worship to him, that they are that little remnant of righteousness on this earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. He delights if our boast is in him. Praise Jesus. That's what needs to come out of our heart each and every moment of the day. Timothy said it this way in the New Testament, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed. That is the cry of our heart as we go into work today, is that we are diligent to present ourselves. In fact, do that right now. Say, Lord, I give myself over to you. I present myself to you, and that you will be approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed. You have an opportunity today to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He says, accurately handling the word of truth. You know, that's one of the things that we are challenged in this society and culture right now is truth. Is there such thing as absolute truth? And if you say, no, there's no such thing as absolute truth, that there's absolutely no such thing as absolute truth. You got, number one, there is such thing as absolute truth. And number two is, God is the keeper of truth. God is the only one that produces truth, makes truth, has truth, is truth. We may have a lot of opinions, perspectives, thoughts on truth. We may have a lot of disagreements about truth, but God is the keeper of truth. And we want to accurately handle those things that God has entrusted to you and to me. He is a good, good God, and we need to be truthful. There's so much to be truthful about today, that God is your creator. He is the God who's created you from the inside out. He wove you together in your mother's womb. He set you on the rock of Christ Jesus. He has bought you with the price of his precious son's blood. You are brand new, and God loves you so, so very much, and that is truth. Number two, God created you how you are. In other words, you are either male or female, XX or XY. There is no determining factor of changing our parts to change God's creation. He loves us so very much, and he created us in the right bodies, in the right minds, with the right body parts. We are perfectly and wonderfully and fearfully made in the presence of Almighty God. Another truth, conception is the beginning of life, and natural death is the end of life on this earth as we know it. That is abundantly true. We don't need to argue about it. We don't need to be frustrated over it. Life starts at conception and should end at natural death. And we understand that even at natural death, it's the beginning of newness of life if you are found in Christ Jesus. Another truth, God has ordained each one of our days in his book. He cares about us. So we need to accurately handle the word of truth. Salvation is only through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. So what's our application today? Christians involved in politics, government, or public debates must prioritize personal integrity, humility, and authentic faith over mere outward displays or rhetoric. Now, I know that at times I can get really have a lot of rhetoric. In other words, I can get very boastful and all this. But, you know, I really hope that in my private times with the Lord and driving with the Lord and talking to the Lord, that he's working on my heart. He's refining me. I don't always say everything perfectly or how I should say it or the tone I should say it. But God is working on my heart, and I hope God is working on yours. Leaders and citizens should avoid hypocrisy by practicing the values they promote, ensuring that their actions do not invite mockery or contempt towards God among non-believers. We really need to look at our hypocrisy and learn from our older brother, the Jews, and begin to understand that God does not show partiality. If we are grafted into the kingdom of God, then we need to reflect the kingdom of God. The ultimate goal is to make God known for his loving kindness, justice, and righteousness rather than for the failures of our hypocrisy or of his followers, the hypocrisy of his followers. And that is so important. We need a revival in our hearts. Circumcise our hearts, O God. We need faithful representation in the public square. It's not an option. Mishandling or misrepresenting God leads to his name being blasphemed, undermining the Christian mission. Oftentimes I'm asked about separation of church and state. And yes, the state or the government should stick out of the church. But we as Christ followers need to realize this. We are to steward the public square. We are the moral compass for this culture. And we need to stand on absolute truth, proclaim absolute truth, and live under and in that absolute truth. How do we do this? We humbly take our hearts to God, allowing him to cut away our flesh and circumcise our heart so that we are repentive and new creations in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I pray as we go into the public square today that you would remind us that we are a living example of the gospel message around us. God, that we would not give up, we would not shut up, we would not sit down, we would not be quiet, but we would stand up, we would promote you, we would stand in truth and righteousness and holiness, proclaiming the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.